Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 and 4 through 5. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. When the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when men rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when men are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along and desire no longer is stirred, then man goes to his eternal home and mourners go about the streets.
Yesterday we were talking about earthly and heavenly fathers, and one of the things that has impressed me so much with the Bible when I started reading and when I started getting to know it, one of the things that really impressed me was how, and it's not relevant, but how contemporary the Bible is.
Right.
And this is something that actually separated me from the Bible when I was younger. Not when I started reading on a daily basis in the 1990s, but when I was like in Sunday school and church and so on and so forth, I treated it as a foreign object, something that actually had nothing to do with my head and heart. But it was there. I was aware of it. It was part of my culture, but it was not part of me. But one of the things I started grasping before I started getting to theology and to Jesus Christ and all of that continuous miracle represents, I read this passage and then I wrote about it. And one of the things that's changed for me is I've become a writer. And I like painting pictures with words. And here I'm painting a picture that was painted 3,000 years before me by Solomon. So thousands of years have passed and Solomon wrote this description of old age, but there is nothing old about it. It is immediate and contemporary. And we can see and feel the dusty street, quote, where the grasshopper drags himself along, unquote. Even if we are young, we can imagine through this verse what old age really feels like. And then at the very end, I say, and one day, at some point in the future, the child playing outside the window will one day become the old man who looks out at the world where songs grow faint.
In my job, Eric, I have the privilege of visiting with very old people. You know, they're usually in assisted care facility homes, and just a big part of my job, especially when they're coming near death. I go spend a lot of time with them, and I go see this one woman. Her name is Marion, and she's in the Muse, which is one of those places here in town, and she's 102 years old, and her mind is still so sharp. And you know, most of her friends and family, or at least her age and older, have died. And when I go see her, she's actually almost kind of funny about it. She'll look at me and she'll say, I ask the Lord, why am I still here? You know, we laugh about that, but she knows, though, she loves the Lord so much. She knows that he must have a reason. There must be purpose. She gets to tell the reason that what she comes to when she asks that question is maybe it's so that I can keep telling the staff here about the Lord. And she does that every day. She's got this wonderful relationship with the staff. That reminds me of Psalm 71, verse 18. Maybe you know this, where it says, even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those who come. I just love that verse. It's like, Lord, don't let me die. You know, I'm going to be old with gray hairs until I get to tell the next generation about you, how awesome you are, how wonderful you are. There's purpose in that. And Marion, sitting there in the Muse, 102 years old, totally understands this idea, that image of the grasshopper dragging himself along. It's just this vivid illustration from Scripture. Yet we can infuse meaning and purpose into that phase of life when we ask God to let us tell the gospel story one more time to one more person in the next generation before we go.
Nathan, how do you spell gratitude? That's a rhetorical question. I've been looking for that verse for a long time.
Oh,
Psalm 71, verse 18.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I've been looking for it is it kind of applies to me. And I've known that verse, by the way. I just couldn't find it when I'd been looking for it. I thought it was 73, 79 or something, but there it is, 71:18. Yep. Everybody should read that, because if you want to understand some aspects of life, why some people die and and get sick and all the other things, I think that essentially it's a prayer. And it's a very positive one, because, Lord, give me enough time so I can do more work for you here in this earth, on this earth.
Yeah.
What a way of looking at disease and death and everything else. Praying to God simply to have more time to help other people come to understand God's love, God's presence, God's creative power, and God's word. Which is, I think, where I come in to that equation. And up with that, I think that is a God-given gift, and it's the best gift I've gotten and will get today, simply because that's a verse that is now my verse. It would not have been my verse 10 years ago. It would not have been my verse before. But I've been thinking about that for quite some time. Because as I wrote you earlier today, I want to get together with you because... Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of things that are coming out of what you and I are doing here that actually can become very powerful parts of the church, the new church, your ministry, and everything else. But I can't, it's just something in my mind. It may be a crazy idea, but that's what God does. I mean, we have to sort through the crazy ideas to get to the ones that God intended for us to share with other people.
I look forward to talking with you about it. I don't want to miss the opportunity to say thank you for spending, your last quarter, if you will, of your life pouring into the next generation, myself included. I guess to use this analogy here from scripture, you're that old grasshopper, aren't you? I'm a young
That's
grasshopper.
That's really cruel.
But I say that with all due respect.
People, he didn't mean that. It's not,
with gratitude,
forgive him.
With gratitude though, Eric, for the fact that you are spending this time and energy delivering the word to the next generation. It's an awesome thing. And I want to be just like you when I'm an old grasshopper too.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. It's not coming from me. It's coming from the Lord. It's coming from the Holy Spirit. It's, it's not that I have druthers to do anything else. I just love this. And I think that if that love of what we're doing here can get communicated to other people, maybe it'll open their hearts in ways that we can't anticipate. But, I think that's what my prayer would be. Give me time, Lord. Give me time. I'm working for you.
Amen.